Well, grown-ups, we're going to get stuck into Acts, boys and girls. The word should appear on the screen behind me. Grown-ups, if you need a Bible, please just wave a hand around. Some of our welcome team are poised to bring you one. We're in Acts chapter 13 today, and we're kind of diving in, boys and girls, in the middle of a story. Now, I know you guys have been out at Treasure Hunters, but the grown-ups in here have been listening to this story of Acts, and we've been right in the middle of a story, which I'll explain in a moment, but we're going to pick it up in Acts chapter 13 and verse 42. Just wait for some of the grown-ups to find that. Now, boys and girls, here's what's happened, okay? Paul and Barnabas had been sent off from a local church like this, and they had been sent off to go and tell people about Jesus. And so they got on a boat, they went to the island of Cyprus, they walked all around the island of Cyprus telling people about Jesus. Then they got on a boat again and they traveled off to a new place, and they arrive in a place called Pisidian Antioch. And Pisidian Antioch, they went to a synagogue. And in the synagogue, they sat there, they listened to the men reading the Bible, and then they said to them, "Paul and Barnabas, would you like to give us a message of encouragement?" So Paul and Barnabas stood up, and they preached all about Jesus. They said, "Jesus is a savior. Jesus is the one who forgives our sins." And so they stood in the synagogue and they proclaimed this message. And today we're going to pick up the story and find out what happens afterwards. As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath. When the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and talked abusively against what Paul was saying. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, "We had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region. But the Jews incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them, and they went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. This is God's word to us today. We're going to stand and sing a song. Now, boys and girls, everything you need will be in this direction, so you can look here. Grown-ups, it would be really helpful if you had Acts chapter 13 back in front of you so that you can look down and see that all that we're saying is from the Bible today. Now, boys and girls, first of all, I actually have a very important message here. It's a very important message, and I need to get this message all the way to the very back of the balcony up there, to the very ends of the church, okay? Felix, are you okay to receive my message up there? I need to get my message to Felix, okay? It's got to go up there. Now, I want to use you to do it, okay? So here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to pass my message to Ben, and then Ben's going to pass it to TJ and to Angela, and then we're going to start passing it along. I hope this doesn't take all morning, because that could be a very long sermon otherwise. And we're going to try and get my message to the very ends of the church, to my friend Felix up the top there, who's going to shout out the message that's inside, okay? So you ready to help me to get this message to the very end of the church? So here we go, Ben. Now, grown-ups, you're going to have to get involved in this as well. Let's pass it on. Let's get a drum roll going. There we go. That's it. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it moving. Quickest way possible. Let's go. This isn't Royal Mail, you know. Sorry, Nigel. That's it. Let's keep going. Let's keep moving along. We're going to get it going. That's it. Allow me to help you there, Jeff. There we go. Nick, maybe you could run it upstairs. Let's get it going on the balcony. It's got to go. My message has got to reach to all the ends of the balcony. It's going up. Nick is running upstairs. Oh, Matt's got it. He's picked it up halfway. It's going to Andy, and it's coming up. It's nearly arrived. 1, 2, 3. Hooray! My message reached in the back of it. Felix, what does it say? Yay! There you go. So my message, my important message, reached all the way to the back of the balcony. As far as you can go in this church building, it got all the way there, and you helped me to get it there. Now, the reason we did that this morning is that I want us to understand something really important. In the book of Acts, the book that we just read from, we discover that Jesus has an important message that he wants to share with the whole world. It's an important message that he wants to reach, not to the back of the balcony, although he does want it to get there as well, but actually he wants it to reach the very ends of the earth. Can you do that with me? The very ends of the earth. And what is this message? Well, should we have a look inside? Let's have a look. It's the message of what we call the gospel. Can you say that with me? 1, 2, 3. The gospel. It's the message that Jesus saves. It's the message I told you that Paul and Barnabas had just been preaching in the synagogue. It's the message of Jesus' cross, that Jesus died in the place of sinners, that we might be forgiven. It's the message that Jesus lives, and he still lives today, and he still forgives people today. It's a message that if anyone believes, means they will receive the forgiveness of their sins. That is Jesus' important message. And Jesus wants this message to reach, where does he want it to reach? To the ends of the earth. And he wants it to reach the ends of the earth because he wants people all over the world to be saved. People from every tribe and every tongue and every language and every nation. In fact, it has always been God's plan that Jesus should be a savior, not just for one group of people, but for the whole world. In fact, we're going to put it up on the screen quickly. But there's some words that Paul shared with people in the middle of our story. It's going to come up any second. Let's have a little drum roll. Ooh. It's coming. It's coming. There it is. Hooray. Okay, it says this. Paul says these words about Jesus. He said, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to where? Can we do it again? To the ends of the earth. You'll see that grown-ups in verse 47 in our story. So you see, Jesus has a message. It's a message which we call the gospel. It is the good news that Jesus saves. And this is a message that Jesus wants to reach to the very ends of the earth. And it's what I want to call this morning, if we could go to the next slide. It's this. It's called Operation Ends of the Earth. But you have to say it with kind of a movie voice, okay? You ready? So we're going to go Operation, because that's the world. Operation Ends of the Earth. Now, you need to do a little bit better than that. Can we have it? Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Operation Ends of the Earth. That is the mission that Jesus is on. Right now, today, ever since he was here on earth and he ascended to heaven, that is what Jesus is doing. He is on a mission to make this message of his salvation, of his forgiveness, reach to the very ends of the earth. Can you do it one more time with me? It is Operation Ends of the Earth. And as we read the book of Acts, we discover that Operation Ends of the Earth starts in one place with one family. It starts in a place called Jerusalem, and it starts with one nation. It was the Jewish nation. It was God's special, loved people, and Jesus sent his disciples with this message of the good news to this one place and this one family, this one nation, and they preached the good news. But actually, what we must remember, though, is that this is not just a message for one place, and it's not just a message for one family, but it's got to reach to the very ends of the earth. It's a message for the whole world. It's a message for more than one nation. It's for all nations, for all people. And it's a message that's got to reach, can you say that with me? To the ends of the earth. That's what this plan is. This gospel message has to move to the ends of the earth from one place and one family. It's a message that Jesus wants to reach Enfield. It's a message that Jesus wanted to reach China, and he wanted to reach Russia, and he wanted to reach all the countries of the world because it's such good news. And boys and girls, here's the question that we're going to spend some time thinking about today, and grown-ups, we're going to do this as well. How does Jesus move this message from one place and one family to the very ends of the earth, to all nations, to all people? How does this gospel message spread? How does it move? And the answer that we see in our story today, this is where our story in Acts helps us, is we discover that Jesus uses his followers to do it. Jesus uses people to spread the message who have already believed that Jesus is the Savior. He uses those who are already forgiven. Do you remember that when I passed my message all the way up to Felix, who helped me? It was you guys, wasn't it? You passed the message along. And in a similar way, Jesus uses his followers. And he calls his followers to get on what I want to call this morning the gospel go round. Okay? Can you do that with me? We're going to do the gospel, because that's the message of the cross, go round. Can you do that? It's the gospel go round. I don't know if you've ever been to a fairground and you've been on one of those rides. I don't know, maybe you sit on a horse or something or in a little fire engine and you start in one place and what do? You go whoop, and then you come back to where you started and then you do it again. And then you do it again until your £1 runs out or whatever it is. You just keep going. That's what a roundabout is. It is a cycle. Maybe you go to the park and you sit on one of those roundabouts and your parents push you round and you go just round and round in one place. It's a roundabout. And actually what we discover, you see, is that Jesus calls his followers to get on this thing called the gospel go round. He calls them to get on this ride, as it were, that goes round and round and round. And that is how Jesus is spreading his message to the very ends of the earth. And the gospel go round begins with this word here. Can you say that word with me? One, two, three. Preach. You have to do it with me. One, two, three. Preach. It begins with preaching the gospel. In our story today, we met two men. Does anyone remember their names? What was their names, Levi? Paul and Barnabas. We met two men, Paul and Barnabas. And they had just finished preaching this gospel message, this good news message in a synagogue. They had just been telling people that Jesus is a Savior, God's promised Savior. The one who'd come into this world to die on a cross and to rise from the dead so that he could give people like us forgiveness of sins. That is what they'd been preaching. And we looked at that grown-ups last week together. That was their message. What did they do together? They preached the gospel. You need to do it a bit more convincingly than I did. What did they do? They preached the gospel. They had told people about the Lord Jesus. And as they finished preaching, something else then happened. This is the next bit of the gospel go round. There was progress. Now we're going to do this, okay? So we got preach, one, two, three, they preach, and then there was progress. In fact, we read in our story, grown-ups, you can see this in your Bibles, but they were invited back the next week to talk some more about Jesus. People wanted to hear what they had to say. People were like, this is good news. We want to listen. And some people, well, they couldn't even wait till next week. And so they chased Paul and Barnabas out of the synagogue. And they said, Paul and Barnabas, tell us some more about this Jesus story. Tell us some more about this forgiveness. And so Paul and Barnabas, they walked down the road and they listened and they talked together more about Jesus. Can you do it with me? There was progress. People heard and people believed the message that they were being told. So much so, and this is amazing, so much so that the next week, when they went back to talk about Jesus again, we're told that nearly the whole city had squashed into the synagogue to try and hear the good news about Jesus. So what did they do? They preached the gospel, and then there was progress. But there was also, we're going to need to put something else because something else happened on the gospel ground. There was progress, but there was also persecution. Now, we're going to need an action for that. So we're going to do this, okay? There was persecution. And you need to say that like, ooh, there was persecution. Yeah, it was nice. Ben, give us your fist there. You're always the most dramatic with these things. Come on, Ben, give us persecution. 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 Yeah, you see, that's what we're after. Everyone, one, two, three. Persecution. So there was progress with the gospel. But actually, we also discover that whilst there were many who believed Paul and Barnabas, whilst many of the Jews listened in and they thought, this is amazing, we also discovered that there were those who were jealous of Paul and Barnabas. They were jealous that so many people had gathered to listen to what they were saying. And they started to say bad things against Jesus. They started to say bad things against Paul and Barnabas. Grown-ups, if you've got your Bibles, you can see it in verse 45. It said they started to talk abusively. So they'd preached the gospel. There was progress. Lots of people believed, but there were also people who didn't want to listen. And there were people who started talking abusively and saying, ah, you don't believe all that Jesus rubbish, do you? You don't want to believe that. They're not telling you what's true. And people spoke abusively. And this is part of the gospel run. Can we do this together? They preached. There was progress, but there was also persecution. And so what do you think Paul and Barnabas did? What do you think they did next? Does anyone remember what they did next? Here's what we're going to do next. This is the final part of the gospel go round. They pressed on. And we're going to do marching arms. Okay, can we do that? They pressed on. Paul and Barnabas took the message of Jesus to new people. They took it to people who they hadn't yet told the good news about Jesus. And they did two things. They warned. They said, you've rejected this good news message. And that means that you're rejecting the gift of eternal life. They warned people. And then they took the gospel. Can you give me marching arms? They pressed on and they took the gospel to the ends of the earth. And that's what they did in this place called Pisidian Antioch. On that particular day when they'd seen persecution, they warned and then they took the message to those called the Gentiles. Now that's a really funny name, but that means people who weren't Jews. It took them to the nations, to different families. And guess what happened next? Do you know what happened next as they pressed on? What does a merry-go-round do? It starts again. And they started to go around. So first of all, we discover that they preached. They preached the gospel. Paul and Barnabas went and preached the good news of Jesus to the Gentiles. And in the town that they lived in, there were people from all over the world. And they started to preach. And as they preached, the message started to move on. It started to reach the ends of the earth. So they preached the gospel to the Gentiles. But then what happened? Do you remember? There was progress. The Gentiles in Pisidian Antioch were really, really glad when they heard this message about Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. And we're told that lots of them believed. They believed this message of Jesus. And so there was, can you do it? There was progress. Verse 49, grown-ups, you'll see that the Gentiles in that town, this new people, this new families, they started to believe the good news about Jesus. Salvation came to more and more people. But there was also, what was next? There's progress, but there's also? There was persecution. So Paul and Barnabas, they were preaching. Lots of people were believing. But then they faced those who didn't want to hear. And so Paul and Barnabas, in fact, they were kicked out of the city. All the leading people came up against them. The authorities, the government, those who were in charge said, "We don't want you preaching this message in our town." And so they faced persecution. They faced those who did not want them to speak about Jesus. And so what do you think they did? What's the next bit? Can you remember? They pressed on. In fact, it tells us in the Bible that they, first of all, what did they do? They warned. They warned them, "You do not think that you're worthy of eternal life." And then they did something very funny, because they all wore sandals. They took their foot, can you do this? And they shook the dust out of their shoes, their sandals. And it was a protest. They were warning them, saying, "You don't want to listen to this message. And that means that you are rejecting eternal life. You are rejecting this good news message." And so the gospel goes round. Can we do it again? What's the cycle? The gospel go round. They preached. There was progress. There was persecution. And they pressed on. And do you know what happened? They moved on to another town, a new place. And the good news of Jesus, his important message, started to spread to new people. They moved on to a town called Iconium. The good news of Jesus started to spread as his followers got on the gospel go round. And that's how the good news of Jesus started to spread. And boys and girls and grown-ups, can I tell you that the same is true today? It's how the message reached Enfield, because followers all through the years got on the gospel go round. They got on this ride, which is what Jesus is using to spread the gospel to the very ends of the earth. It's why the gospel has arrived in England, and it's why it's arrived in Enfield, because Jesus is spreading his words. And do you know what? We're still in the middle of Operation Ends of the Earth. Can you do that with me? Operation Ends of the Earth. It's not over yet. Jesus hasn't finished yet. The good news is still reaching new people and new places and new families. How is Jesus doing that? Jesus still wants to reach new families. He wants to reach our families. Jesus wants to reach your friends. Think about who you go to school with. Maybe picture your little table. Maybe picture your friends around the table. Does Jesus want to reach those people with the gospel? The answer is yes, because he's in the middle of Operation Ends of the Earth. And our friends and our families and this community in which we live are all part of Jesus' great mission. He wants them to hear the good news. See, how is Jesus doing it? It's as he calls his followers to join the gospel go round. It's as he calls his followers, can you do it with me? To preach. And as we preach, there will be progress. There will also be persecution. But then we're to press on and tell new people. You see, if you're a follower of Jesus this morning, can I ask you, even boys and girls and grown-ups, can I ask you, have you got on to the gospel go round? Are you part of this ride that Jesus is using to reach the ends of the earth? You see, he calls us to preach. Can you do that with me? He calls us to preach the gospel. He calls us to talk to our friends about Jesus. Can I ask you, are you telling people about Jesus? When was the last time that we had a conversation with someone about Jesus? Grown-ups too. When was the last time we spoke to our friends, not just about coming to church, although that's important, but when was the last time we said, "Can I tell you about Jesus, Can I tell you why Jesus is so special? Can I tell you why we love him so much? Can I tell you what he did? Can I tell you about forgiveness? When was the last time we spoke to someone about Jesus? You see, Jesus is getting his message to the ends of the earth as his followers preach the gospel, as they talk about Jesus. And as we do so, what can we expect? What's the next bit of the go-round? We can expect progress. I think we forget that sometimes. Maybe you think when you go to school, perhaps some of you teenage guys especially, you're thinking, oh, no one's going to listen to me. There's no point in doing it. But actually, the Bible tells us, the book of Acts is here to help us have confidence that when we talk about Jesus, there will be some who believe. There will be some who hear what you say and are interested. Think about Paul and Barnabas. They went to that synagogue. They left the synagogue. I wonder what they expected. But they got invited back because people wanted to know some more. Paul and Barnabas, they left and people chased them down the road and said, tell us some more about that. And we have to believe, boys and girls and grown-ups, that as we preach Jesus to people, as we talk about Jesus, that people will be interested. Not everyone, but lots of people will be. And that's how Jesus is getting his message to the ends of the earth. So can I ask you this morning, are you talking about Jesus? Are you seeing some people interested? But what else will we face? So some people will be interested, but some people will persecute us. Some people will talk abusively against what we say. Some people will say, oh, I don't want to listen to that Jesus stuff. I don't want to believe all that. That sounds rubbish to me. A man who's risen from the dead can't believe any of that. But actually, the Bible tells us that's what we expect. As we preach the gospel, there will be progress, but there will be persecution. People will talk abusively against what we're saying. And we've got to be confident that that's the gospel go round. That's how Jesus is spreading his message. There will be people who accept what we say, and there'll be people who reject what we say. And boys and girls, can you give me your attention for a moment? I want to ask you guys this morning, what have you done with the good news of Jesus? Have you accepted it? Have you believed it? Or have you rejected it? Grown-ups, what about you? What have you done as the good news of Jesus has reached your ears? Have you accepted it? Or have you rejected it? That's what we need to think about as we look at this gospel go round. But in the end, what's the last bit of the cycle? So can we do the whole thing together? We've got to preach. There is progress. There will be persecution. But we are to press on. Maybe you have friends at your school table or in the playground, and you've talked to them about Jesus, but they don't want to listen anymore. Maybe grown-ups, you've got some neighbors that you've invited to hundreds of church events, and it's just getting awkward to invite them now because they just keep saying no, and you're thinking, well, I don't want to ask them again. Maybe it's time to press on. Now, I'm not saying that you all have to leave Enfield, although some of you may have to for the sake of the gospel. But actually, maybe it's time to press on to a new group of people. Maybe it's time to think, is there some new people that I haven't talked to yet about Jesus? Maybe there's some friends at school that you don't normally speak to, and maybe you think, well, I want to tell them about Jesus. Maybe there's some neighbors we have that we've never really gone and knocked on their door and said hello, and maybe it's them that we should go to. Maybe we need to join a new club or something. I don't know if you're into book reading or flower making or whatever it is. I know you don't make flowers, but you know, you can be patient with me. I'm not a flower man, but maybe there's just something that we can do that makes us press on to reach new people, new families, new nations with the good news of Jesus. Maybe this morning, boys and girls, maybe this is true for you, maybe it's true for you grown-ups, maybe Jesus is just encouraging us where we're at to press on, to find a new group of people to share the gospel with. We should pray for opportunities. Do you pray in the mornings? Lord, please give me a chance today to tell someone this great news about Jesus. That's the gospel go round, my friends. Can we do it one more time? The gospel go round. We preach, there's progress and persecution, and we press on, and then it all starts again. And that is the cycle. That is what Jesus calls to be part of. That is how Jesus is making sure that this gospel reaches to the ends of the earth. And in Acts, in the very last verse of the Bible, grown-ups, if you've got it there, the very last verse in the story we looked at, verse 52, it tells us two things about the disciples. So, I don't know about you, how do you feel when you get on a merry-go-round? I feel really sick, okay, as it goes round and round. You do too, do you, Bernie? Yes. I feel round and round, and it just, whoa, makes me feel queasy. But do you know how the disciples feel when they're on this go-round? It tells us two things. They're full of the Holy Spirit, and they're full of joy. And do you know what? That's really important, because if we are going to be part of this gospel go-round, we are going to need the Holy Spirit. In fact, God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us tell people about Jesus. In the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit comes so that their mouths are open and they can preach the gospel and they can put up with persecution and they can keep pressing on because the Holy Spirit is in them helping them. And the same Holy Spirit who filled Paul and Barnabas and the disciples in Pisidian Antioch with the Holy Spirit is the same Holy Spirit we have today. And he helps us, but they're also full of joy. And as we go about this gospel go-round, can I tell you that it's a reason to be full of joy? Because as we tell people the good news of Jesus, that we're forgiven, that there's a Savior, that he's coming again, and he's going to put this world all back together again, it should fill us with joy. Because it's a message of great joy. So boys and girls, will you become part of the gospel go-round? Will you jump on this ride? Grown-ups, will we get on this ride? Because this is how Jesus is spreading his gospel to the very ends of the earth. Jesus is on a mission right now, today, in Enfield, in England, across our world. And it is called, can you do it with me one more time? Operation Ends of the Earth. And right now, he calls us to be part of it and to get on this gospel round, to preach, to see progress, persecution, and pressing on. Let's pray, shall we? And then we'll sing a song together. God, our Father in heaven, we thank you that the good news of Jesus has reached Enfield. Thank you that we can know forgiveness of sins because of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit and joy, that we might be part of this gospel go round. Please give us opportunities to talk to people about Jesus. Father, please give us courage and strength when people reject what we say. Father, please would we see progress. Please would we see people of Enfield Town, our friends, our families, our school friends, coming to trust Jesus as the one who forgives them. And Father, please would you give us new opportunities. Father, please help us to be those who press on and constantly find new people to share this message with. Lord Jesus, please, would your good news reach to the ends of the earth? Would it reach all the parts of Enfield that it has not yet reached? And it prompts us to pray for our mission partners as well. Father, we pray for those across our world who are preaching the good news of Jesus in places where he's not known. Please, Father, would the gospel save many, and would you help the gospel workers to keep going on this gospel go round. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.